Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you? This is the fraud department.
I am Carolyn Harbison in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You charged $62.69 to my account. That's a fraud, and I want it off my account now. And close my account if I have one with your company. I don't want to deal with you.
Let me see here. Verify the shipping address for me.
I've already done that for the first lady I talked to, but I'll tell you. 231 Maxine Street, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29302, for about 55 years. I think I know where it is.
Okay. Alrighty then. Alright. I do see here this for our KitchenAid. Do you remember we're paying $5.74 for this? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Yeah.
Did you hear me?
I want $55.74 and $56.95 taken off my account.
Okay. So do you remember paying $5.74?
No, I didn't pay it. I didn't have as accept that charge. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, so you're saying this is a fraudulent charge. You don't know what this is?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I don't know who Exceptional Electronics is. And by the way, your announcement's wrong. I've been on this phone now for 20 minutes, not 2 minutes. That's what your announcement says.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this is a fraudulent charge, sir, what we can do here for you, we could put this under, I'm sorry, ma'am, if what we could do here for you, we could put this under a fraud investigation, or so we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation,
mister, I didn't order it.
I understand
I'm an 80-year-old widow. What do I want with a mixer, for God's sake?
I understand that, ma'am. I'm not saying you did order it.
And I want this $56.95 off my account also. There are two charges. I want them both gone. And they'd best not appear again.
I'm only seeing here one charge for $56, ma'am.
There's a $5.74 and a $56.95 for a total of $62.69.
Right, you said it was... Okay. But, like I said, if you're sure you didn't order this, we could put this under a fraud investigation. Like I said, during that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you're sure you didn't order, if you may not be sure you ordered this, we could do a 35% refund. But if you're sure you didn't order this, don't know what this is, we have the fraud investigation for you.
And what does that entail?
We contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from.
And that will go to what? My computer if I ordered it?
It goes to whatever internet access it was ordered from.
Well, I didn't order it, mister, and I don't appreciate being accused of ordering it.
We're not accusing you of anything, ma'am. I never said you did order it.
All right. Well, I want it taken off, please.
So did you want to go through that fraud investigation, ma'am?
Are they going to contact me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Yes, I want it investigated. I want a credit for that for that amount of money. I do not have $62 to spare. I'm on a fixed income, and I don't appreciate your charging me for this.
Okay. Well, provide me a few seconds while I input that fraud investigation for you, please, ma'am.
Do what?
Did you want to go through the fraud investigation, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Then provide me a few seconds while I input that fraud investigation for you, ma'am.
All right. And I want the whole amount, $5.74 and $56.95. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. Provide me a few seconds, please.
I'm waiting.
You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for you to tell me you've taken it off my bill.
While the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud, we will contact you. And is there anything else I can do for you?
Not as long as you've taken Wait a minute, 6269 off my account, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And
thank
what
you
was
for calling
your
custom.
Name?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir.